Michigan's plan to give laptop computers to every sixth grade student seems to be falling apart. A tight state budget is threatening the program's funding. But even if the state can locate the money, many schools say they just don't want the computers. Interlochen Public Radio's Peter Payette reports.
Riley, what's question number three?
In your own words, what is the report?
Sixth grade teacher Jessica Unger doesn't hand out her math assignment. She beams it. Unger writes questions on her Palm Pilot and beams them to the Palm Pilots of a few students who pass them on to the rest.
Any questions on the warm-up? Okay. Seth, you can have Tracy or Jacob beam it to you.
No student has a book, paper, or pencil. Instead, they type their answers that are later beamed or uploaded to the teacher's computer. These kids, in Traverse City, have been using handheld computers since February. They received them through Michigan's pilot program that equipped whole classrooms with computers for each student. Unger says the switch has made her room hum with productivity.
And it's really hard to quantify that, but I just see kids so much more engaged because it's so personal and it's so one-on-one as opposed to paper and pencil. I mean, if I had to write everything out by hand, I would be a lot less productive.
Michigan Speaker of the House Rick Johnson wants more classrooms in Michigan to have this experience. He says Michigan would become a leader in education if the state follows through with a plan to give a laptop computer to every sixth grade student. Johnson says other states that have used laptops in this way have seen tremendous results.
Their test scores are going up, tardies, dropout rates, absenteeism, all those numbers have dropped literally by more than half. It's inspired the kids to come back to the classroom and be ready to study when they come to school.
But the program may be derailed by Michigan's $920 million deficit. Michigan's governor, Jennifer Granholm, says she's not inclined to use any state money to buy the 132,000 laptops at this time. Many schools say they wouldn't want the laptops, even if they were offered. Administrators doubt the state will provide the training and support to make the computers useful. Matt Carey is the superintendent of Forest Area Community Schools. Carey says schools have a lot of unanswered questions about how the laptops will work.
The thing about technology is that in order for technology to assist learning, the people have to use it, the technology has to work, it has to be reliable, and boy, there's a lot of expense that goes into making that happen in each classroom on a daily basis.
Not all schools feel this way. Greg Webster is the superintendent of two rural districts in northern Lower Michigan. His schools were also part of the pilot program last year. They chose laptops and now own and are responsible for more than 100 new computers. Webster says money is no more of an issue today than it was when computers were first introduced to schools.
We didn't all of a sudden have new financial resources to provide computers and for their upkeep. It's something that we had to build into our budgets. And this laptop program is really not any different than that.
Some educators say the laptops are the wrong technology. They say the less powerful handheld computers do everything they need in the classroom, but they're simpler, cheaper, take up less space, and are easier to network. It's often easier to start with a simpler technology, says Young Zhao, an education professor at Michigan State University. But Zhao says what's important is that decisions about technology are based on what schools are trying to achieve.
Computers are going to get more and more powerful, and at the same time, we can also do more and more damage. You know, like that, if we do not put the people, the teachers, administrators, students, parents together to figure out how do we solve educational problems, I think. But just putting computers there will not take care of all the problems.
Michigan leaders still plan to use federal money to buy laptops for schools in poorer districts. Speaker Rick Johnson says he'll fight for the state to fund the rest of the program, and he's astounded the educational community isn't behind him. For NPR News, I'm Peter Payette.